I'm Chris Hickey, KUAR News. This week, Conway's new airport is opening. As KUAR's Michael Hiblin reports, it comes after decades of planning.
The new airport is on 430 acres, 7 miles southwest of Conway. It replaces a facility in the center of town that is about a third that size and had opened in 1928. But as Conway grew around it, space was severely constrained. Airport manager Josh Silks says there had long been talk about moving it.
The whole process has been ongoing on and off really since the late 1970s was the first time Conway started looking to move the airport.
A key problem was the length of the runway, which didn't give pilots much room if they had problems during takeoffs or landings. In 1990, a pilot was killed while attempting to land, crashing into a house. 17 years later, Silk says a similar accident occurred, killing a pilot and a woman in another home.
When they had the airplane crash at the old airport in 2007, that was kind of what really shook everything loose. It really got the FAA involved with being behind moving the airport.
The federal government has paid most of the cost for the new airport, which Silk says will end up in the $28 to $30 million range. It features a longer runway for emergency landings and more space for planes. A dedication ceremony is set for Friday, while the old airport will continue operating for about another month. There are plans for the ground it sits on to eventually become a large shopping center, but that's contingent on the city building streets through the area. Michael Hiblin, KUAR News.